Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The DH, Darren Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Koble. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Money. The throw from Duncan and he is out, Duffy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Ellis moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ellis scores. Gamble moves to third. Duncan moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gamble scores. Duncan scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coluccio throws the ball into Garcia, who tags Bell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Duffy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Champion now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lowenstein for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gamble strikes out. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. There goes Porter. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lowenstein. May reaches second base with a double. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Spikes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Spikes. May scores. Briggs moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Tom Buskey now pitching. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter moves to third. One out. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Bob Coluccio. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broimer fields it and throws to second for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for Bob Hansen. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing right field. Dave May now playing center field. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Tom Murphy now pitching. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gamble moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luis Alvarado pinch runs for Dave Duncan. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy strikes out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Liss now playing first base. John Ellis now catching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Liss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Briggs for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Bobby Mitchell. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. May strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.